Jesus, I bless His Redeemer. Sing over His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever His joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. Our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Now praise Him, to tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, every joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For the Lamb with Hosanna sing. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, provident priest and King. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, every joyful song.
Have your Bibles this morning, the book of Hebrews. Chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter number 13. Well, here we are. We have just come by what we celebrate as Thanksgiving. And I pray everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. And I want to read these verses to us. We sang the song, Praise Him, Praise Him. And in Hebrews chapter 13, in verse number 15 and 16, it says, By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the Word of God, and we thank You for this day. Ask You to touch us this morning. Father, put Your hand upon us and help us to be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to our heart and help us that we might proclaim Your Word this morning and open up our heart and our ears to hear and receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice means to give something of value. To give something of value. We could think of sacrifice in some simple terms. We sacrifice sometimes by helping a neighbor. Amen. We sacrifice time and we go and we help and do something so that others might receive the benefit. We may sacrifice our seat so somebody else could take a place that needs to be seated worse than we do ourselves. And so we sacrifice in that way. But the Bible speaks of sacrifice, and it speaks to offer to God in homage or in worship by killing and consuming as victims on an altar. And so we know the sacrifice. They brought the sacrifice. And even in the beginning, as Adam and Eve sinned and God put them forth from the garden and God clothed them, amen, something had to die, amen, to clothe them, amen. I personally believe it was probably a sheep that they killed so that they might be clothed. And so it had to sacrifice its life. And so when we speak of sacrifice, there is that sacrifice that is offered for the atonement of sin. There is the sacrifice that's offered to procure favor. There's the sacrifice of just thanksgiving that's given unto God for what He has done. And you remember when Noah, when he come off of the ark, what was the first thing that he did? But he built an altar and he offered sacrifice unto God. And so we see throughout Scripture, different places, and the Scripture says a great deal about sacrifices that we offer unto God. And so our text says to offer the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips. Now in Scripture, when we talk about sacrifice, there was some standards to offer a sacrifice. You know, if you got the run of the litter and it's got a broke leg and it's crippled, and we say, well, you know, I'll just use that one and give it, I'll offer that a sacrifice to God. Amen, that's not acceptable. They were not to offer the leftovers, so to speak, but amen, to give God of the best, of the first, and to offer that unto God. And so we should in turn do the same, offer the best that we have unto God. Now this verse here, it says, by Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now that implies something, because we will not always feel like offering praise. But the Bible says do it anyway. Do it anyway. That we offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. So we will not always feel like praising God, but we are to praise God anyway. I thought about Job, and you know the story of Job, but I want to just read a couple of verses. In Job chapter number 1, beginning in verse 20. Now he's just got word that the house has failed and his children's dead. All these things have been happening. Amen. And his world has been falling apart, just one thing after another. And it says in verse 20, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The continual praise. Amen. Job was not in a place where he was spontaneous about his praise, that boy, something glorious happened and he just wanted to praise God. Amen. He was in the midst of losing everything that he had. Amen. That wouldn't put us in the mood maybe to praise God. But Job, it said he fell down, that he rent his mantle and he shaved his head and he fell down upon the ground and he worshiped. And he realized it was God who had gave, it was God who could take away, but whatever was happening, whatever was going on, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The fruit of our lips giving praise unto God. The circumstances of our life are going to change. They are going to change, amen, from day to day, from week to week, from year to year. Things in this life, it's going to change. You know, they talk about us living down here in Florida. If you don't like the weather, just hang on, give it a day or two, because it's going to change. Well, amen, life is like that for all of us. We're at different places in our life. You can look back on days in your life that were glorious days, happy days, times, and sometimes we even make comments like, boy, I'd love to go back to there. But you know what? We can't. We may be in the midst of a storm even now, but amen, the Bible said praise Him, give Him the fruit of our lips. Praise Him with the fruit of our lips continually. And Job is an example. Amen, blessed be the name, he said, of the Lord. Amen, amen. Now all this is in the midst because the old devil, Satan himself, sought to get Job to curse God. Because here's what, in just paraphrasing what he was telling God, the only reason he really praises you and worships you is because all of the things you've given him, the benefits, if you'll take all that away, if you'll take all that away, he won't worship you anymore, he won't love you anymore, he won't praise you anymore. And so guess what happened? Amen. Little by little, amen, everything began to disappear. But see, Job did not worship God just because of the things that God had given unto him. Amen. He worshiped Him because He was God. He didn't understand everything that God did, but amen, he knew that He was God, and besides Him there was none other. And when he lost it all, he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." He didn't throw it down and walk off, but amen, in the midst of his loss, he praised God. The verse says for us to praise Him continually. Continually. God help us to have a word of praise and to praise God continually. Praise Him when the sun's a-shining, and praise Him when the wind's a-blowing. Amen. Praise Him when we're on the mountaintop or when we're in the valley. Because here's the thing. No matter what we are and where we are, He is still God. He's still God. And so, we always need to praise God. Secondly, there is a spontaneous response to God's goodness. The fruit of our lips, praising Him. This may come at various times, and praise may come forth from our lips. Many times, if we would just stop what we're doing sometimes in the middle of the day or night or wherever we are, maybe just riding down the road and just start thinking, as the song says to us, about counting our many blessings. Name them one by one. Amen. If we just start looking and counting and naming our blessings and the things that God has given unto us, and boy, we just really get real with that process, amen, it might not be very long till there may be some praise that might be upon our lips for the good things that God has done for us when we just contemplate all the things that's been given unto us. Sometimes it may be that when we sing a song, or when somebody comes here and they sing a special and we're listening, maybe it's just nothing but singing, and we're listening to a song. And you know, here's the thing about songs. There's a lot of them that I like, and I've not always acted and reacted to them exactly the same way, because as the Spirit of God moves, sometimes the same song that I've heard over and over, it just touches me in a different way. Maybe it's because of where I am that particular day. But listen, we hear songs like "So Much to Thank Him For." We hear songs like "Amazing Grace." "How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." And it makes us want to, amen, just to praise God because of the good things that He's done for us, for the grace that has been given to us in Christ Jesus. And it makes us want to praise Him. Amen. To just break forth into praise. These are things that can cause us to break out into praise for all that God's done for us. I mean, it can be just an encounter. And I know I've told you before, but I know in my own life there's been many times that, you know, I was kind of just sometimes maybe really down and out, sometimes just kind of going through the day. Everything was going okay, but I wasn't in too much of a spiritual mind or mood. And all of a sudden, somebody stopped by and said, "I want to tell you what God did." And they just begin to share just a little bit. Maybe it's something that happened at church. Maybe it's something, amen, that happened in their life. And maybe you don't even talk, but just 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And when you leave, amen, because somebody else, you know what they was doing to you? They was offering praise unto God from their lips. And amen, it encouraged you. I know it has me. I know something just as simple as a little toaster oven that somebody brought to a little black lady at work one day and gave it to her after the floods there in Geneva. And they actually come in. She was the janitor and they took that in. They went in, stopped by, saw her go in the bathroom, and they went in there and they handed it to her. And she had to get them to hold the broom for just a minute. And they said she had her little spell right there in the bathroom because she said, "You don't know what that means to me." Offering praise unto God. And amen, so sometimes we just need to break out into spontaneous response to God's goodness. Because, amen, He just pours it in. And sometimes, you know, I've heard folks say something like this, and God help us all. I had to say something. Because I felt like if I didn't, I felt like I was going to bust. Amen. God's good like that. Amen. He pours in His blessings. And our text verse tells us that it's all right. He said, you give Him the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Thanks to His name. Psalm chapter 40 tells us in verse number 1, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." Amen. If God gives you a new song, sing it. Amen. I'm not talking about, amen, with the music in the background. I'm not even talking about singing like we think of singing, but I'm talking about to sing forth the praise. Let folks know. The psalmist said here, where I was at, I cried to God. God heard me. God answered my prayer. And amen, He delivered me. And amen, I'm praising Him for it. And because I praise Him for what He's done for me, others are hearing about what God's done. And amen, it's bringing them to where I am in trusting God. Oh, that we could break forth with a new song of praise to the glory of God. And so, number one, we will not always feel like praising God, but we are to always praise Him. Number two, a spontaneous response to God's goodness, amen, should bring forth the fruit of our lips, praise unto God. And thirdly, the sacrifice of our material goods praises God as well. He said in verse 16, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." That word there, "but to do good and to communicate," means to share what you have with others. To share what you have with others. What does the Bible tell us about when we see a brother or sister that's in need? And we have the ability to meet that need. It says we ought to help them. I mean, it says that we ought to help them. Listen, in Philippians chapter 4, in verse number 18, Paul said, "But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Amen. It was a sacrifice sent, amen, to Paul, because they felt and they knew that he had a need and they had opportunity to meet it. And they gave, they sacrificed something of value that they had and they sent it to Paul. And Paul said, amen, it was a sweet smell. Amen, to who? Amen, did Paul sniff it and smell of it? No, it wasn't Paul that was smelling. It was God. It was the fragrance of the sacrifice of God's people that came to the nostrils of God. And it was of a sweet smell because they gave, because they loved. And in so giving, they sacrificed something of value that Paul might receive a blessing. Amen. And they praised God in the process. Amen. The Bible also tells us to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Glorify your Father. That is to praise or to honor God and to be led to worship Him. By what? By our good works. By the things that we do. By that, the communicating of the things that we have as we do for others. Seeing in our lives what true religion can do and does do. And the power of the gospel, the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, that others seeing might be won to Christ. And they too might give praise and glory to God for His mercy to a lost world. Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Pharisees, they did their good works to be seen of men. They wanted somebody to pat them on the back. We as Christians, our motivation should be a motivation of love. That we don't do anything for vainglory, but we do it that God might be honored and that God might be glorified. As Paul said, that if there's any good thing in me, amen, it's because of the grace of God. And everything that we do should be to glorify God. God is well pleased when we care for one another. When we see a brother or sister in need and we respond in kind, we praise Him. When we see others through the eyes of Jesus, and amen, and we respond to help where we can, amen, it is, amen, a blessing. We are praising God. Psalms chapter 103 tells us in verse number 1. Psalms 103 in verse number 1. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." We talk about praising God just all the time. We say, "Well, I just don't feel like it." Well, I tell you what, when you get don't feel like, take Psalms 103 and just read them first five verses. Just read them over and over again. Amen. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." We joke a lot of times, and I do. I told somebody the other day, because I mentioned to somebody, and they said, "I forgot." And I said, "You know what? I think that's contagious. Boy, I can forget and It don't take very long. But one thing that we forget sometimes is we forget all of God's benefits. Amen. We just read these first five verses. You know what? I believe we read them just, you know, sometimes just read them. Read them again. Read them a dozen times if we need to. Just read them and just think about them. Think about where we was and where we are. Think about what could be but what is. Amen. The grace and the salvation of God. And amen. And do like Job and bless His holy name. How much fruit has God received this past week at our lips? Amen. I know I saw Scott bringing in another box full of satsumas. That tree's been yielding fruit. You know, that's at least the third time he's brought some down here. And I know they've been eating on them and it's been yielding fruit. It's hanging with fruit. It's that season. It's that season. And it might be that season for us. That season for us to praise Him for all of His benefits, for the good things that He's done. How much, listen, and this has been Thanksgiving week. If ever there's been a time to kind of put our hearts and our minds in a place to offer praise unto God, the week of Thanksgiving should, amen, that should help out. To offer praise to Him. But listen, here's the thing, you know what? Thanksgiving week, it's gone. Thanksgiving 2024 is never coming back. But we're in the first week of December. How much fruit am I going to yield this week to just praise my God for what He's done? Am I going to have an opportunity? Am I going to have an opportunity to tell somebody about how good God's been to me? And I just want to tell you, listen, we do it about a lot of things in life. You know, somebody, maybe they're having problems with their old vehicle, you know, and we all might have a special vehicle, maybe one we've had really good luck with. You know what we'll tell them? I tell you what, if you'll get you one of these. I mean, maybe it's our fishing pole. They've not done broke two of these things. And we've got one we've had for years. And we said, I tell you what, if you'll get one of these, buddy, it'll last you. Maybe we've been buying a washing machine or a dryer every 2 years. And somebody said, well, I tell you what, I got one of these and I've had it for 20 years. It ain't missed a lick. You know what we're doing to all those products? We're praising them. We're praising those products because, amen, I want to ask you this question. As they come this morning with a song of invitation, how many times in your life has God ever failed you? Oh, those things may have went wrong, but listen, I'm going to tell you what, I can look back on my life and I can see in the places where things happened in my life, and amen, it wasn't God's fault that I got caught in a mess. God's been good. And let us offer unto Him praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto God. And don't let us forget all of His benefits, amen, that He has shown towards us. If you'll stand with us this morning, if you have a need while we sing, you come.